Well, let's give an example of how many people envision God. God is supposed to help us with all of our problems and help everybody else with all their problems. And for many people, that's basically it, right? Now, they might not come right out and say that, but you want to find out what someone believes about God, listen to them pray. That's one of the principles in studying early Christian teachings, is that we study the prayers of the church, because how the church prays is how the church believes. Well, you want to understand what someone believes about God, listen to them pray sometimes. For many people, prayer is bringing God a laundry list of sick people and problems that need to be fixed. So they may not come right out and say, this is how I envision God, that God is just supposed to be there to help everybody and fix all the problems of the world. It's not that, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that we shouldn't pray for people, but I'm saying that when that becomes the dominant form of prayer, or the only form of prayer, that is an inadequate picture of God, and that's an inadequate picture of what God is like. And it's not that God has been defeated, it's that we have to expand our gaze a little bit. We have to change the way that we think about God in order to handle those times of crisis in our faith. A guy that I like to read sometimes is a guy named, his name's Klaus Westermann, who's written a good bit on the Psalms. And one of the things that he said that we learn from the book of Psalms is that God is not a rescue machine. You know, God is not just there so that he can come and fix all the problems of the world. So here we learn a lesson from the people of Israel, that when we experience crisis in our identity and the life of the church and the identity of the church, that we need to centralize and become people of the Word. And as Christians, we're not just people of a written Word, but we consider Christ to be the Word of God. That we center on Him, that we center on the Scriptures, and that when we face crisis in our faith, that our first question shouldn't always be, God, why are you letting this happen? God, why do you let such bad things happen in the world? It may be that we have to change our vision of God, or re-envision God, and ask ourselves the question, okay, well, maybe God's not just there to fix everything. And if you look through the New Testament, we know that for a fact, that God's not just there to fix everything, because He's entrusted us with a major part of that responsibility, that our judgment is going to be based on feeding the poor, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, giving shelter to those who are homeless. So we know for a fact that, at least from the New Testament, that that's not God's primary role, that's part of that He has entrusted us with. So it may be that we simply need to re-envision God.